In a time before time, a piece of the timeline was cut, and the ends woven together. That piece still exists in its own smaller knot. It is a part of time, apart from time, that can slide along the timeline, making it a time machine. Those who board the time ship create their own time, weaving a new reality, changing the past. And one can write realities, both dark and bright, into existence. After stealing the time ship from the previous owners and writing them out of existence, the fools have traveled back to 1692, where they hope to find details on a secret concordat, a treaty made between three groups of mages that have bound the history of Boston since that time. Parallax, forced to awaken to a possible left-hand path, had traveled down a long and murderous road, but with his friend's help, he has regained his wisdom. Hannah, who can't remember their past, and now find themselves having written their own family out of existence. Mona, reality architect, and faithful to the God Machine. Ethel Stubbs, the last descendant of the Ward line, and linchpin of reality, though she doesn't yet know it. Together with a stranger, Rex, and Parallax's newly married wife, Elora, these fools have traveled into adventure. They are running out of time. That's, you don't know anything other than what Rex has told you. And Rex has just started looking around saying, we're being attacked, I think.
And Sinjata is going to go to the door.
Seven successes.
Whoa.
You see it before it happens and you gain a beat. As you see a figure walking towards the wall of the time ship that was slid shut. With your prime and space magic, you can see that they bear a totem around their neck, a turtle shell, the central hexagon from some turtle's body. They walk confidently towards the wall, and it slides open. I jump now to Atchuk, or Atchuk's new name, Hunts the Storm. And you have once again caught the storm. Following your dreams and visions, you took on the Puritans who were guarding this spot with your loyal allies. While they distracted them, you made your way to the Lightning Snake, guided by Old Snap, your spirit totem. Old Snap lowers the barriers between you and your destination, and it slides open to reveal a massive, dark-skinned man holding long knives made of shimmering iron. Katie, would you please describe your character?
Sanjata is big and tall, over 6 feet, almost like 6.5 feet tall. Dark skin, dark hair, covered in thin scars, like he's been opened and closed a lot. His mouth looks like it hasn't opened in a very long time. I don't remember if it's not sewn shut. It's just...
Nope, not sewn shut.
Very stoic, but a little bit of the interrogation, angry, I might kill you eyes. Not wearing enough clothing for the cold weather. I think he was just wearing like a shirt and pants. I don't know. Kind of dead looking.
And behind the kind of dead looking massive person with weapons, you see that there is an alien looking room filled with strange technologies, the likes of which you have never seen before. Massive cylinders extend from the ceiling. There are fake people made out of wood. There's strange cylindrical objects inside of cabinets covered in clear crystals. And there are also three other individuals in that room. Victoria, would you describe your character Alora for us?
Yeah, so Alora looks particularly small next to Sanjata. She's 5.5 feet tall, blonde hair, blue-green eyes, 19 years old, so she's quite young. But she is holding an axe menacingly with like a completely deadpan stare as this person comes in.
Trevor as Byron.
So Byron is, his features are very generic, almost, I would say, inhuman. Because he doesn't seem real. Like, he doesn't have the complexity that I feel like a normal person would. It's very... It's like his skin is far too smooth, and he doesn't really have, like, a lot of features to his face. But, like, you can tell it's a person, like a man.
He smells off, though.
Yeah, there's something off about him. Like, he's kind of fake. Like, almost he was made from clay. And he's got, like, this really unusual getup where he's definitely... in a certainly the wrong era.
They're all in weird future clothing.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Sanjata, who probably never got out of 1692 clothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been wet and frozen and then dry. It's just, it's got bits of like mud and residue. Has not cleaned clothes, has not changed clothes from the clothes that he was wearing in the lake.
What about Rex? How often does Rex change clothes?
Whenever they're dirty.
Yeah. So what are you wearing now?
Rex is wearing jeans and a t-shirt that says I love New York.
I've never seen one of these t-shirts. And you don't know of this New York. And any other details about Rex that you think that someone would notice?
Rex is white male, brown hair. Looks like he likes to shoot things.
That's it, Mitch.
And what do you look like as you stride to the open? It's like a boulder that opens wide for you as you see energy crackling off of it.
Hence the Storm is and very utilitarian leathers and furs that have been worn by years of adventuring and traveling and magic and combat and all types of thriving harsh weather environments, all types of equipment, tools, and fetishes, talismans, and has a wolf pelt covering his shoulders and head. Especially at this point, he seems to be in an adventurous mode, so he'd be wearing that. Black makeup, essentially covering the forehead and eyes. Lots of necklaces and chains, but noticeably the turtle shell amulet, the most prominent one. And a large spear that seems to hum with energy. Native American human male.
It's like mind to tell if he's on our side or not.
Yeah, roll mind check. Successes on that mind gnosis?
Yep, 3.
So yeah, you can peer down into the depths of his being. How deeply are you diving into this person's mind?
I guess as deep as I can, just to figure out if they mean us harm or not.
Okay. Do you mean these people harm?
Not immediately. That one smells strange.
Should they be afraid of you?
They shouldn't be. I mean them no immediate harm.
What is the most destructive thing you've done?
I destroyed my home, killed
him. Okay.
Yeah.
Mona destroyed her home whole timeline, so.
Yeah.
Oh, you just destroyed one home, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will then just say close the doors and then cast a psychic, what is it? Psychic assault on one of the guys outside.
Yeah. Back in the tree line, you see that there is a skirmish happening. It's nighttime and the moon shines down as Mohag and Moki, who are descendants of Tatanka, fight in the shadows against these Puritan oppressors. The Puritan oppressors, Rex and the others would know them well. They are those who stole the power from Mona last, and they are still guarding this wall as they know the location of the time ship. It was difficult to fight your way here, and your allies are in danger. Roll that mind bullets, Rex. And Rex, do you want to use any overreach on this?
Get them.
I see you being cool. So cool.
Oh, sorry. Am I rolling?
Actually, you must make some choices first before you roll, but yes, you are going to roll. So, using Rex's mind magic, you can attack one of those guys, or you can attack one of those guys extra hard, or you can attack more than one of those guys. If you want to attack a ton of people really hard, that would be overreach.
Let's How big? Do it.
Yeah, all right, we're going all the way. We're going to do an overreach.
So yeah, Rex, because one of my aspirations is keep the others safe.
Yeah, take a beat. And I think that you can roll this check at a -4 and target everybody here. So that is -4, but it's +1 for using a tool, which is also going to reduce the paradox die pool.
Yeah, because I'm squinting my eyes. That's one of my yantras.
Add +2. And do you want to spend any mana to reduce paradox to a chance die?
Yeah.
All right. Paradox is now a chance die. Right now, you're at a net -2. So with your gnosis plus your mind, that would be 3 plus 4 is 7 minus 2 is 5. At 5 dice, you just need a single success. Would you like to reduce it down to 3 dice to deal even more damage?
I already rolled, sorry.
Okay, 5 dice it is. Paradox does not occur.
3 successes.
With a foop, you daze everyone. They stumble backwards. They are not defeated, but given a moment, Mohag goes, "I got you, now you're mine." Boom, knocks the person on the head. They fall to the ground unconscious. It gives just enough space for the remaining warriors to look over at you, Hunt the Storm, curious what they should do next.
Don't attack these new people. Just stay where we are. And let's
see. Okay. The new people want to close the door that you've just opened. Would you usher the Dawnland people inside, or would you send them back, or a mixture of the two?
Let's go in.
Okay. So, Mohag and Moki and the other braves that you've brought with you all come pouring into the time ship, assuming that Sanjata lets all of these people in. They're mostly men, but some of them are actually women, including Moki, who is the daughter of Titanka and Tayan. Mohag and Moki are two of your most capable members of the pack.
Okay.
And they are astounded and startled by the things that they see here inside this time ship. There are now 10 First Nation people from some band here inside the time ship. You've done this.
And
confused, you can shut the door, but then you'll have a bunch of people inside the ship. And what were you going to say, Hunts the Storm?
Speak with these people who control the ship.
What do you say?
We've come here, we mean you no harm, but we need the ship, this device. What are you doing here? Are you its caretaker?
There's an awkward beat where everybody looks around at each other.
Is this your ship? Is this your vehicle?
This is our vehicle. Yes.
More posh.
Wait. Why? Yes. This is our vehicle. I'm not sure what you could possibly do with it. It's we have our own goals to achieve, and quite simply, could not have any interference with this. We have other matters to attend.
Rex, are you shutting the door?
Yeah.
The door slides shut as those people, not dead, just stunned, start to get back up.
Do the wards go back up?
The wards do go back up, but they seem to completely dissipate around this new character, Hunts the Storm.
And what our ghost friend by that really meant is we were left here.
I'm left as... So, yeah, I don't concur. I believe that the phrase you're looking for is left to our own devices.
Ethel didn't even remember to put you back in her bag.
From what I recall, they had to leave post haste to help another friend.
I love Trevor Byron.
Rex loves a good mystery and detecting lies. What's your name? What do you want with this ship?
The great spirits have guided me here. The great turtle in particular. He protects us all. And this ship, as you call it, could be my people's salvation. I would see it utilized for that. And I circle around towards Rex, just in case. Rex, just to move closer.
Rex, you're going to roll a mind gnosis check.
Okay, I'd also like to say that under subterfuge, I have detecting lies.
Yeah. You can also roll a wit subterfuge check.
Okay. Is my wit still 8? 8.
Yes, that's right. Your wits is still 8. You notice everything.
Okay.
You are a superhuman detective.
2.
With 2 successes, you can tell that this person is being honest with you. They are not concealing their goals. But you can also tell with your mind magic that they are infected by the Nega timeline.
Oh, hey, me too. We got that in common.
We have what in common? I don't know.
We're both infected by the Nega timeline. Look at my arm, and I show you my diseased arm.
Oh, man. Rex is just missing all the skin on their arm, and their muscles, which are exposed underneath their glove, are just black. You can see an oily substance moving underneath it, and it reminds you of the 100 years that you spent fighting against the Isle of the Prince. Ooh. This new character, this Rex person, seems like the start of one of those nightmares. Just like Ahanu, he is infected.
Very well. You have a taint upon you. Curse. But I do not wish to deal with this at the moment. Perhaps we can help each other and heal you in time. Would you like that? Or do you prefer to stay the way you are?
I'm obsessed with unmaking that Nega timeline. Anything to help with that, I would agree to do.
And you are carefully avoiding not thinking about the other timeline. Because if you do, this is specifically Rex and Sanjata, you know that you'll go there and you don't want to bring it onto the time ship. So while you're thinking about defeating it, you've thought of other ways. You're like, I'm really going to beat those Yankees. The Yankees are going to lose. That's kind of how Rex thinks about it. Let's pause for a short break.
What do you mean Sanjata hasn't figured it out? You mean like that they're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm kind of, yeah, okay. Being grumpy about all the people on the ship because I think it's a bad idea. Like I want to help them, but I don't think they should be on the ship.
Let us in the ship. Come on, we gotta get in there. Get in the ship.
You have so many other problems.
I don't know about those problems. I only have one problem. We're not on this ship. But let's talk about your problem.
I sent a picture to the Discord to show you what Lilith looks like in my lap while we're playing. She's very asleep.
Is that her tiny tongue hanging out?
Yeah.
So cute.
So yeah, how's everyone enjoying this session so far? Is it too much?
It's neat. It's really hard, but it's neat.
Yeah, I like it. It's fun. How, out of curiosity, how long has everyone else been gone?
Oh, it's probably been like a month.
You've been waiting for a month?
I mean, you've been doing things for a month.
But it's been like a month since we ran out of the beach party.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. We're all like, okay, Baytime is weird. It's going to be fine. They're going to come back.
But you were just in the process of getting ready to go after them.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a little too long.
That's right. I mean, it was too long weeks ago. Now you're taking action, risking your lives to go into the Fae, perhaps. Except that just before you could go into the Fae, all these new people showed up.
Yeah. Zenjada's not happy about it. We can't bring them all into the Fae, right?
Do you want to bring a bunch of inexperienced people into the Fae? Also, they are like freaking out at all the stuff going on here in the Modularium. Anybody think they can describe any of the future stuff? These are people from 1692. What's freaking them out in the Modularium?
Okay, if I was going to describe it in the language of 1692, there are shiny metal piping and boxes, and then also piping that's neither wood nor metal, but kind of looks like translucent skin. Yeah. And there are small glass pieces, and there's lights and like the sound of bees.
It's pretty good. I don't
know what it actually looks like. Isn't it like a thing that like prints it?
Yeah, it is like a giant 3D printer in modern terms.
Okay, so I didn't do too good.
Yeah, I've always assumed if people from the past came to the modern day, the like mechanical sounds that we take for granted and artificial lighting would just blow their minds. And probably be so like loud and bright, it would be like nearly impossible for them to function for like a little while.
Yeah, sensory overload.
That makes sense, yeah.
It's moving. Oh, and then there's also Tentacle Cat.
Oh, there's a floating cat. It's purple, it's got tentacles.
Yeah, so the tentacles are tails.
I mean, that part's totes normal, right? Like, everyone's got that?
We've got some, like, demons.
Yes, this is our god.
I mean, and honestly, we brought them up to the modern day if cats are our gods, right? Like, here you go. Welcome to 2000 whatever. Mm-hmm. Next, we'll show you the internet.
Created for our god.
I assume that you have some hours to spend where you are talking mostly in Rex as an interpreter, because Rex can speak all languages. But it seems that Hunt the Storm also speaks fairly fluent English as well. So between Rex and Hunt the Storm is all the communication that can happen between these two groups. With that in mind, what does the introduction of the two parties look like? And how long does it take them to come up with a plan?
How many people got aboard the ship along with Hunt the Storm?
9 others.
Well, like, you know, the people who are running the ship are away, so we can take a message. He can come back later. We don't know how long they'll be. They went to the Fae.
How many people were in my group that aren't on the ship?
So there are 9 others, including Mohag and Moki. And
no, that's inside the ship. What about outside the ship?
Oh, the Dawnlands. So, like, the whole band that you brought here all survived, and they all made it into the ship. That was the whole crew. But
okay.
The Dawnlands itself is expansive with thousands and thousands of people of all these different united tribes. They are like cities worth of people.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
One thing that's happening in the Dawnlands right now is that there's real division between those who would act and destroy the white settlers and those who would not act and cling to the peaceful ways of lives that have defined the Dawnlands since hundreds and years before this. I'm not sure where your character lands on this, but I'm imagining you land somewhere on the take action, but it doesn't necessarily have to be to kill a bunch of people.
Right, that's basically what I don't have.
So you come up with this plan, you've brought some loyalists with you. These are not even all the people who are loyal to you personally. These are just the people who are loyal to you and also were ready to go on to a mission.
I see. Just getting a... It's been a crazy day. So just getting figured out. I see. Yeah, let's go. Come on. That's it.
Into the Fae? Everyone into the Fae?
How do we get into this Fae? Is it in the ship? Do we have to leave the ship to get into it? Or is it...
Alright, a few rules. We kill them with silver. Rex pulls out their guns. Clean silver, something like that. Don't eat any of the food they give you. And drink anything. Stay on the path. Don't get off the path. And don't make any deals. No deals with the Fae.
Why are they coming with us?
Oh, you don't have to come.
It is my people's destiny. I must come with
you. Roll a wits empathy check. Add any dots that you have in allies.
Who?
You.
Okay.
And I ask my question with my face because I can't talk. Interpretive eyebrows.
Would the Fae be considered the supernatural? Because one of my obsessions is investigate the supernatural.
Yes, the Fae would absolutely be considered the supernatural.
Okay, that means Rex is kind of excited about this trip then.
Two successes.
With two successes, you would know that this is like a voyage into the spirit realm, but different and perhaps more dangerous. Anyone that you bring has a chance of dying there. Many of these are young warriors or people who mean a lot to the pack. You should consider how much value they will be weighed against how much danger they will be in. You think back to a young Achuk and which missions they were selected for. The leader must be wise.
You're right, old Seth. I will listen to your counsel. Very well. All right. Hear me out, new allies. I will come with you. Just me. I will tell my people to go and let them know of what we've discovered. And then I say this as I reach over and speak with Mohag and Moki. Go back to the Dawnlands. Tell them
you can actually send them back to their mother, Tayin, who is another very old, very powerful member of your pack.
Fantastic. I love Tayin.
You do.
Yeah. We're good friends. Okay. Yeah. Go back to Tayin. Tell her what we've discovered. And tell her this is a way of salvation for our people. We don't have to get into a war with the aliens.
Your people, under the cover of a spirit guise which conceals them from the people waiting outside, sneak away unnoticed, bringing word back to the Dawnlands.
And does this make you feel more comfortable? New allies?
Jada nods and then hands over one of the cold iron knives. Meaningfully, like, you will use this one.
I guess there was something that you wanted to say, Victoria. What is Allura up to?
Yeah, she was going to ask just a quick question before we all commit to this wonderful plan. The rest of our group hasn't come back. So what is our assurance that we come back? And then makes like another kind of like straight face smile, like,
oh. I think Sinjata's gonna make the same smile back.
There are no guarantees when entering the Fae.
You're already dead. You have like nothing to gamble.
Exactly.
Actually, Byron can roll a intelligence plus occult check, which in this case would be your power of 4 plus the 2 that you have left over from your informed condition.
All right. Do zeros reroll here? I imagine they do.
They do.
2 successes.
Byron is secretly a genius at magic and assesses correctly that Allura Leon is an Acanthus bloodline. Acanthus have power in the Fae. Allura has the ability to swear an oath. And that oath can be something related to time, like, I promise to not be late for X. By doing so, she is more likely to not be late for X. The world will favor that, unless she is very late, in which case she will break her oath and have some real problems.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm just wondering how possible, if, like, how could you phrase it in a way where we find our friends in a timely fashion?
Yeah, Allura can actually use the spell Serendipity to make that occur.
Yes.
So I can make an oath that I'll find our friends in a timely fashion?
You can. You can also just shift the odds so that you find them in a timely fashion.
Okay, I'll do that one. That feels less dangerous.
All right, roll 5 dice.
Okay.
You can spend a willpower, but Allura has only 3 willpower.
Eek. Couldn't you also promise to come back alive, and then even if you die, you're already dead, so there won't be consequences?
Yeah, there's no consequences after you die.
Yeah, right, Byron? No consequences.
Two successes.
All right. I was going to draw 5 encounters for the party, but instead, I shall only draw 3.
Ooh.
As you fortunately slip through the Fae, you find that you come to a great lake with a boat upon the dock. The boatsman is a strange-looking caterpillar of a creature with long, spindly legs attached to a bulbous, plush body. It looks down at you with 1,000 inquisitive eyes. Welcome to the Fae!
Greetings, caterpillar. What is your name?
If you want my name, I will need yours, says the caterpillar.
Jada
in a chorus of voices.
Shakes his head.
Rex whispers, no deals.
Deals.
Oh, I must be off of this bank soon. The night hunters are coming, and I wouldn't want them to pull off all of my pretty legs.
Sinjata is going to grab one of its legs.
Yeah.
And do like a say more.
Are you threatening
it? Rex, be like, hey, can you interrogate it? Can you interrogate it?
Roll a presence plus intimidation check. The Fae is unreasonably scared and begins to shake and try to escape from your grasp. Do you release it? Or do you break the leg?
Sinjata is not a bad person. Right?
Can I defuse the situation?
At the moment, I just need a choice for Sinjata, but then yes.
Break the
I'll let go.
Okay. It stumbles back almost into the river, but regains itself. Rex, what are you saying or doing?
My good Fae friend, what my friend means to say is tell us more about these dark walkers. I'm very curious about the supernatural. And you know what? Since time is of the essence, we shall all join you as we move further away from these scary creatures you talk about.
I think it's a manipulation plus persuasion check.
Well. 0.
Ooh. Would you like to make your failure a dramatic failure?
Never.
All right. The weird caterpillar refuses to bring you along with it unless you give it something of value to a fae. The dark things howl in the wood. I'm pretty sure I called them dark cowlers. Night howlers. They're bad. They're a bad thing in the Fae. There's lots of them. What are you all doing? You do all sorts of stuff.
In
the Fae.
Just like the spirit realm.
Well, I tried to intimidate him, but it didn't work. I mean, it did work. It worked too well. Sinjara have anything on him?
Can I roll investigate to see what he might like?
No, but do you have any dots in a cult?
Yes.
The Fae enjoy stories. They enjoy items of value. They enjoy names. They enjoy time spent in servitude. Things that the Fae love. Oh, your firstborn children. Children at all. The Fae love children. If you can give them any children, they're always down for that.
Fresh out.
Tell you a story.
Okay.
I don't know if we have... Can I show him my mouth? Like, look at this curse. Isn't it neat?
If you are trying to impress the caterpillar thing with a story or some other form of routine, you will roll a presence plus expression check.
Oh. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to fail.
I step forward and bring out my flute. It's a flute that's also in my satchel. And I say to the caterpillar creature, this is Ahanu's laughing flute. Ahanu was my teacher and my mentor. And I wanted to show him that I knew so much, that I learned so much from him. And when I went away and came back, he was cursed with madness. And I began playing the flute as I tell my sad story.
Roll it's a presence plus expression.
Can I get plus one from the flute?
Plus one from the flute and plus one from the description.
Okay. Presence, expression, flute, and I'm going to spend a willpower.
Excellent.
That's my second willpower of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting things done.
All right. Two successes.
With two successes, the caterpillar is so impressed that as you begin to play, you cast off and away from the night horrors. The flute shows visions, illusions to those of you who are on board. And if you would like, you can share a story through images with them.
I totally expected that to be a flute.
It was a flute. Can I tell him the time I fought Ahanu? Then what else? Do images appear? Yeah, so images appear from the...
Yeah, images appear in front of you, telling stories of the Croatan people, stories of the worlds, and when you finish the journey, you have found yourself on the banks where there's a grand procession, a parade of people walking around with massive flags. Some people are painting flags here, and you may paint them with one of your deepest emotions.
Whoa.
To enter into the parade.
Okay.
Is the parade the direction that we want to go?
It is.
So we have to do it to blend in and not...
That's right. So everyone must reveal.
Deepest current emotion or general? Like, what's the emotion?
General emotion. And you know what? I think that we'll wrap up here and we can start this parade the next time we're together.
Okay.
But yes, everybody gets beats for playing, beats for excellent role playing. I think a beat for resolving the situation with the battle outside, and a beat for I think it is specifically just Hunts the Storm for resolving the river fairy. Did anybody accomplish any of their aspirations or obsessions?
Alora doesn't have any aspirations or obsessions.
Well, she gets a beat because one of those was to get closer to the rest of the cabal. But what other aspirations should Alora have, party?
Probably to find her husband, right?
Find her husband again.
I mean, obsession could probably become a mage.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
She doesn't have an obsession, sorry. She just has aspirations. She's a person.
Can her aspiration be to become a mage? Or yes, to awaken?
It totally can. I feel like she spends a lot of thought thinking about that one.
Mistake.
Wait a minute. Is Alora not a mage?
No.
He's just Parallax's 19-year-old wife. Awkward.
Katie, is your character a mage?
Nope.
Charles, your character a mage?
Mine? No. Right now? No.
I am a Frankenstein related.
Okay.
Yeah. Alive person.
I see.
That makes me the only mage then?
That's right. You were the only mage in this session.
Huh. Wouldn't you know?
Fun fact.
Oh, okay.
Is Hunts the Storm a mage?
Very much. Was shaman. Shaman is.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah. It doesn't quite know the term mage, but shaman is. Spirit shaman specifically deals a lot with spirits. So,
Very cool.
Yeah.
Useful.
I thought you guys had spirit shaman or spirit magic covered, but maybe not. That's why I was like, okay, cool. I want to be a spirit magic person. I like spirits.
So does Hannah and the other people we're rescuing.
Yeah, all those fools need to be rescued.
And they're okay. I think.
They're probably fine. Meanwhile, with Ramona in the Fae. All right. And we're going to wrap it up there. Pleasure to play with all of you. And hello to any fans who are still watching. I should probably say hello to fans in the beginning of videos or like the middle. Only the best fans get to the end.
Don't get it.